Welcome to another episode of the Bailing Scallion Barbecue Podcast. Thank you for listening, and if you're the first time listener, welcome. I've got over 50 odd episodes to listen to. I normally talk to a guest on a Thursday night, but at the moment I'm having something a bit different to do. Currently building a education course on hunting. I've got advanced course coming up, butcher's course, mechanic course, got a few courses going. So I'm in the mood to talk about something different tonight and try and help the newbies. Get a lot of people messaging me asking to obtain properties and stuff like that. So I'm gonna just help, you know, it'd be a very quick short podcast. So just something to help out with people obtaining some properties with the experience that I have over the years and, you know, the do's and don'ts and what has worked for me. So if you're a beginner and you're listening to this and you want to ask me some questions, don't be afraid to sling a message into Instagram or Facebook. Always happy to help out anyone and possibly. And that's why I'm building these courses. At the same time, I'm working on doing these podcasts. I normally do have a guest on, but also I do education stuff like hunting do's and don'ts with dogs, and a few bits and pieces over the years. So here's one on how to obtain a property, hunting property. I get a lot of people asking me, what's the best way to obtain a property? Now, each person is a different person. Each person has a unique skill. Each person brings something different to, you know, a situation. For example, I'm a butcher by trade. There's been times where I've helped people by cutting up a cow, you know, giving them meat, giving the property owner meat, and, you know, doing some work, basically mustering or whatever I could. So that leads us to the first one. If you've got a trade, use your trade. Be productive, and you've got to remember, these people are letting you onto their livelihoods. They're letting on you onto their property. So these people are letting you basically into their homes. And if you're going to go up and piss it against a wall or, you know, shoot shit for no reason, you've got to have a good ethics base. You know, when I say ethics base, I basically mean you need to be doing the right thing. How you look, how you present yourself, how you treat the property is a massive thing. I always found that your name carries much more weight than, you know, someone that they wouldn't even know. So, for example, you're in a small town, you have a bad name or a bad reputation, people aren't going to give you a go, okay? We'll go off a couple of examples. So if you have a small town, for example, you can go to the pub, talk to people, get to know, go to the SSAA gun range, and you most likely meet people and talk to people. Now, you start to get over time, you know, don't expect to get a property within the first, you know, 6 months of being in a new town. For example, I moved to Kingaroy many years ago. It took me nearly, I think it was 8 months before I got a property. Now, the property was not very flash, but it was somewhere to take the dogs for a run, and it was somewhere to go, okay? And sometimes it's all you need, and that you can get move into, you know, you meet the next property owner, you meet the next property owner, you meet their neighbors, you meet, you know, it's talking about being that little social butterfly that, you know, what blossoms into something bigger. It always happens. If you go around town starting fights, being a shit stirrer, being an absolute wank, well, then you're going to understand that people aren't going to trust you. They're not going to give you a go. And, you know, that's not going to happen. As you can see, I'm not going to beat around the bush when I talk about this stuff. So going back to your trade, if you have a trade, use it. And sometimes you can't get that face-to-face connection. I preferably wouldn't drive onto someone's property and go, "G'day mate, I'm a butcher." I would do a letter drop. Now, letter drops can be quite useful because it gives the property owner time to think and think about it a little bit more. Now, obviously, you're gonna, out of 10, you might get one look at, but they're going through their mail and they see, g'day, it's Lawson White here. I'm a butcher by trade. Love to come and hunt on your property. I'd love to help out. Normally, if that letter, you know, I wouldn't be saying, I want to come hunt your property. I would love to come and help you on your property free of charge for property access to go hunting, camping, you know, getting out of the city is my aim. I'm a family man and this is what I do. You know, blah, blah, blah. Keep it short, keep it simple, keep it to the point. Keep it that you've got a trade saying, I can, you know, I'm a builder by trade. I'm happy to help where I can. Now, I know a lot of builders that throw their nose up at this idea, but again, I know a lot of guys who've got a lot of properties because of this situation. They use their trade to their advantage. Now, I mentioned letter drops. Letter drops are a very effective and very simple. Ideally, you print out a method of what you want to say. So basically, hi, my name is Lawson White. I'm a family man. I'm a butcher by trade. I'd love to come on your property to help out and work around the farm. In return, I would love to have access to your property. I'd love to be able to go camping, fishing, and hunting. Happy to do musters. I'm happy to butcher cows and help you out wherever I need to retain this relationship with you. So keeping it simple, keeping it effective, and obviously you could print about 50 of those suckers out and you could drive along those western roads and you'd drop off, you know, 20 or 30 papers to letterboxes per day. And you would get, I mean, you know, you'd probably get a call back and you'd be surprised. You know, things these days are so expensive. For someone to say, I'd love to come out to your property and you can cut up my cow, you got to think about it. They're paying $2.50 per kilo of one of their own cows to cut it up. If, you know, and that's more time and effort for them. So you're doing them a great favor. Same with builders, same with electricians, all that. They're, it is costly for someone. Now, if you're doing that, that means you're showing effort and they're going to most likely give you a go. And also, you're going to get a lot of people who are just going to say no. And that's fair enough, okay? It's their right to say no. So letter drops can be effective. And again, I know a guy, and he had a very good little template. He'd had this template basically perfectly written. I'm a family man. I'm a builder by trade. And he had a lot of properties. Now, when I say that, what he would do, he'd go to the pub on a Friday night, and he was in a large town, but you know, small enough to kind of get a name for yourself. Now, he would go and do jobs at pubs. He'd go and socialize and become that person. You know, he'd talk to everyone. He'd get a name. He'd be a busy man. You know, he's working hard. And he's getting a good name for himself. But at the same time, when he goes to the pub, he's having a beer with someone. Next thing you know, you're chatting to a property owner. Oh, you know, I'll come out and fix a fence for you. And the next thing you know, do you mind if I come for a hunt here one day? You know, you've got to remember, this is their livelihood. This is their life. If you can make life easier for them, they're most likely going to let you on. Now, you've got the R license system in New South Wales. That's a great, and Victoria. I'm not sure if it's Victorians call theirs, but the R license is very, very helpful, very easy to obtain, and can be quite handy for most people in southeast Queensland all the way up to, you know, obviously New South Wales. So it's a great way for people to go hunting, to trial their friends. That's one way of doing things, is going and not having to ask people, just going and obtaining an R license online. Again, you do need insurance, and it is something quite handy to do and have on you. I know when I am meeting someone, I normally try and take them to an R license, State Forest, just because if you're meeting them for the first time, you don't know what they're like, you can kind of sort them out through an R license situation. When obtaining a property, it normally is a time thing and sometimes a bit of luck. But like I said, with the letter drop, being a social butterfly, going to the pubs, talking to people, going to clubs like ADA, deer associations, shooting clubs, you will start to be in the right areas, and that's when if you're consistent, time will tell, people will start to give you a chance. I know my ADA do regular hunts, and sometimes they do paid properties, and sometimes I believe back in the day they used to have private property hunts as well. So, and also you're meeting, if you're going to a hunting club, you're going to meet the people that have private property. I have private property and I still go to ADA meetings. It's great to meet like-minded people, and it's very, very helpful. You're always learning things, you're always talking to new people. I've just taken up bow hunting, and there's a couple of bow hunters in my club, and it's great to get that chat and learn stuff. I'm a total newbie to bow hunting. I just find it so much fun, and you have that connection with someone. If, hey, I'm a bow hunter, yeah, so am I. And next thing you know, you're talking about going for a hunt, and you know, you might go on private property, but the next thing you know, they say, oh, I've got a, you know, sorry, you might go on an R license state forest, but they might have a lot of private property, so they might give you a go, and you never know, you know. Making friends is a very helpful thing. You know, you make friends in really weird ways, but sometimes it really pays off. Now, do's and don'ts. I believe my opinion is, unless you know the people, you do not drive onto the property. I personally would feel pretty, I'd be pretty unhappy for someone driving onto my property and rock up with a load of dogs and expect to go hunting. It just would make me feel very uneasy. And most likely you'd be told to F off. That's my opinion. And that's property owners I've talked to. I have that feeling that a lot of them would say the same thing. And from who I've talked to, a lot of them have just told me, said, no, they would not appreciate it. A lot of things I wouldn't be doing would be, if you're going out to a property for the first time, they've asked you to come out for a look and have a chat, wouldn't rock up with your dogs. I wouldn't rock up with, wouldn't rock up with your big lugging dogs plated up, ready to go. I would rock up with your kids and your family all dressed up really nicely, a carton of beer or, some prawns or milk and bread. And that's how I would present myself. I remember my dad got showed around this amazing property one time. And he my old boy used to be a roost shooter, so it was a bit of an etiquette to the whole thing. And he rocked up to this property, and the guy who owns the joint's pretty blind. And he's driving around, and he has a 100-kilo boar on the side of the road digging up. The property owner didn't even see it. You know, there's a red deer running across the paddock. Property owner didn't see it. All these wonderful things. And obviously, because Dad didn't focus on trying to kill it, he just wanted to build a relationship with the owner. To this day, 10 years later, he's still going there, having success most trips because he does the right things. He's checking the waters. If there's a problem with something, he fixes it. I remember we went for a hunt one afternoon. There was a trough broken with water going everywhere. Now, we fixed that trough for them, and they were very appreciative. They wouldn't have known. They weren't there for the week, so they would have lost thousands of litres everywhere. They could have got cows, could have got stuck. Something bad could have happened, but because we came out to the property, we did the right thing, we let them know, they really do appreciate it. And that's another job that you have to do if you're on a property. You got to attain the property, you got to do the right thing, like what we just spoke about just then. So back to, you rock up to the property, what not to do. Don't rock up with your big ass mullet dogs, breastplated up, ready to go. You first time you rock up, you probably put a gun in the back seat if the property owner says it's okay. You're not going out there you're going out there for look and a chat and make that relationship. Okay, so, it's about etiquette. It's about showing that you're not a meathead and you want to do the right thing. Again, I hope this episode helps you a little bit, especially the new blokes getting into hunting. Hunting is a wonderful thing. I've made many friends over the years, many really, really great relationships, and I will continue to always do it till the day I die. And a lot of my mates are the same. I've made some lifelong friends. on my adventures. And you know, just recently I went out for a bow hunt, and I basically made two new mates through a friend. So that's how good hunting can be for people. It's such a way to clear the mind, help the brain. You know, the black dog these days is such a horrible thing. So helping each other out, you know, not being a dick, obtaining properties, and also working together to obtain properties. If you've got a bunch of mates, and I know two guys who work really hard together to obtain a property, and basically they do all this work for the property owner, and they've got 10,000 plus acres to hunt, all crop country, beautiful pigging country. So all they do is go and help them during harvest, whenever they can, to help property, to help muster and all that. So, you know, working together, you could probably get properties to as well. But, you know, obviously people get quite jealous, so you just got to be careful about that situation. Hope you liked the episode, guys. I hope it helps. Again, you know, this is a different kind of episode. It's something a bit different. It's me talking to a computer, which feels a bit weird. Yeah, so have a great day, and don't forget to subscribe if you like. Try and leave a review, even just 5 stars. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.